Hello, my travelers. This is your host, Prophetess Vonetta Chisholm-Moore, and I bring you greetings from the CN4 Nations broadcast here on Anchor FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. My apologies for being absent, but you guys know I only come on here when I really have a word or something to say and share with you guys. So tonight, I would like to talk about reviving your spirit. How do you know when your spirit needs to be revived and what all of that means? And stick around for music to minister to you. When I say minister, to kind of speak to you. Sometimes, you know, just to play a little music can maybe answer some inner questions for you or bring you peace on something. So stick around. Don't hurry off and only listen to one part of the segment because there is more to come. And I'll be right back. All right, listeners, I am back and we are talking about reviving your spirit because revival is survival. You can only go so long without water. You can only go so long without sustenance of some kind. So if your natural body can go but so long without something until it needs it again, what is your spiritual life like? So it's the same. So just talking about revival in itself, you know, to revive something means to restore life to something. I mean, just like a plant, you can't, you know, have a plant and not water it at times or just go without watering it because eventually it would die. So to revive means to bring life back into. So if you're going to be revived or your spirit is going to be refreshed, it only means at one time you were dead. At one time you were dry. At one time you were even, let's say, functioning like you should function as a spiritual being. And in our community, we have what we call revivals, meaning whatever it is that gave you life or gave you a sense of strength, they come back to preach this message to you to energize you and stimulate you back to where you should be. You know, for a while, you can go in the wrong direction. And sometimes, I mean, we all do it. And we wonder, how in the world did I get here? But you can remember at one time that you were in a good place. So if you ever find yourself in a dry place, you know what it can do to your spirit. Being in a dry place, you can be, you know, stiff, stale, same routine. And God wants you to get out of that. You know, reviving is supposed to wake up your consciousness. When you first got saved, for those that understand salvation, when you first came to know Jesus, or you came to know that, hey, I don't want to live like this no more, it did something to you. You had a dead conscience before then. But when you received that word, it brought life to your consciousness. It brought you back from the edge of death because, to be honest with you, you were on your way to hell. We were on our way to hell. And I'm just going to be straight up honest. Yeah, you can be in church and on your way to hell because you are not revived, because you are not born again. You have that dead nature, that dead mindset about you. And I can remember the first time that I was saved or that my spirit was reanimated, that God gives you a newness. that you walk and talk differently. But there comes a time in your life where you may feel yourself getting away from the things that gave you life. And so that's why we need revival. Now, as I said, to restore your consciousness. There was a time where we didn't have a conscience about what we were doing. It was anything that felt good, anything that looked good, anything that wasn't good for you. You got your hands on it. You did it. But Christ and the Word of God came to give you life because we were dead. We were dead people walking, spirit dead. Like, I see these movies. The movies, I love watching movies that have a lot of spiritual content to it because it gives you a vivid picture of what you're really like spiritually without God and what you look like spiritually when you are walking hand in hand with God. And it talks about, the Bible talks a lot, especially in Psalms, it talks a lot about being revived. So this is a natural thing for you to get to a place where you feel like you've gotten away from God, but it's an even better place for you that you can recognize that you need to be revived. Psalm 119 and 40 says, "Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me through your righteousness." So righteousness is an element of being restored. As long as you are not walking in righteousness, you're walking in unrighteousness, you are dead. You are not, you broken. You're not restored. You're not living the life you should be living. Matter of fact, when you are not revived, you don't have any strength. You can't really fight for yourself. So you need a revival. You need to be reestablished and set back in place. Yes, we gotta have it. We gotta have God to set us straight when we fall off the path because we're human. As long as we're in this little earth suit, this little sinful suit, it's gonna happen. But God will restore you and set you back in place because of his loving kindness. We don't take his grace and his mercy for granted. Excuse me. We don't take his grace and mercy for granted. He keeps us revived through righteousness because honestly, y'all, we needed to be saved from ourselves. I can tell you myself that if it wasn't for God coming into my life, when he did, I know I wouldn't be here. I know the direction that I was going. It wasn't, it just wasn't, I had no intention of being anybody's minister or anything like that. I wanted to do me. I wanted to do what feel good, what look good. As a woman, you can get really vain with a lot of things and thinking that it's all about you and nobody else, and you don't even know your purpose of why you're here, and you'll waste your life. I was on my way wasting my life. So, come on, we got to be real and understand where we are, where we were, and where we need to be. I'll be right back.
Good morning, listeners. This is your host, Prophetess Vonetta Chisholm Moore for Sefer Nations Radio on Anchor FM. Listen, guys, to get the best listening experience, please open and listen in the Anchor FM app. That way you can have the best listening experience with the music and all of the interludes that are in between. The other apps may not give you that full-fledged listening experience. So go ahead and open up and listen to episodes in the Anchor FM app, and I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you for your patience, travelers. Now we're at the segment that talks about how do you know that you need a revival? One of the biggest signs that you need a revival is when you're in trouble and when things are not going right and when you start to reminisce on how things were better, how things used to be, and you want to take part, you want that communion, you want that relationship with God back. It's no different than you have having it good with a relationship. Something goes wrong in that relationship and you're in a place where you don't want to be and you want to get back to that person because of the great love that was there, because of, you know, maybe you took some things for granted that you didn't see before. And it's just the same way with the relationship with God. We complain about having to get up and go to church. We complain about dealing with people at church. We complain about, you know, all kinds of stuff when it comes to our brothers and sisters in Christ and dealing with each other. We complain about so much. But when we're not in a good place of fellowship and we know what it's supposed to be like, we know the good times that we had worshiping God together. We know of the good times that we had fellowshipping, helping one another, making, you know, bearing each other's burdens, just being there. And then when we get in a place to where we are not on one accord, and you notice that don't feel good, you start missing how it used to be and saying, you know, how did I get here? How did we get here? Why did I do that? Why did I leave that place? That's how you know when you want to be revived and be restored. Because I'm telling you, there's some times that I got away from God and I knew I was getting away from God. And when we can't blame him and say he walked away from us, we walk away when we go toward sin, when we go toward doing what we know that God is not pleased with. And then when it hits the fan and we are afflicted, we want to be restored back. I mean, as long as you realize it and you ask God and say, look, just go to Psalm 119 again. Psalm 119 is talking about revival. One passage says, I am exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. See, the only way you're going to be revived is according to his word, not according to what your girlfriend is getting away with doing, because you and I both know the moment that we decide to do what other people do and it ain't right, we gonna get popped first. It ain't gonna work out for us. I don't care how you look at it. When you belong to God, you have a conscience. See, the Bible say, talk about when you're revived, your consciousness is brought back to life. You're not walking around as a dead person doing dead stuff, being like a dead zombie, eating off dead things. Most of your past is dead. But when you go back to past behaviors and stuff like that, you're going back to stuff that's dead. It's not even alive. It's not even revived. So one of the things is you are exceedingly afflicted. Psalm 119, 107 said, I am exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Meaning, I don't want to hear nothing else but the word. You ever get to that point where you done everything your way? You listen to everybody's advice. And nothing is working. Until you get to the point like, I just want to hear the word. Or I just want to just go somewhere and just praise God. Well, I just want to be alone and just meditate on God. I just want to lay out on the floor and just cry and ask God just to be there with me while I let this out. You are afflicted. You are afflicted. And then it says, turn away my eyes from looking at vanity. That's what I was talking about me back in the day when, yeah, when that shape looking right, that hair looking good, and you think it's all about you and everybody looking at you, and you ain't thinking about nothing else but yourself. All of that is vanity. Walking with your head up so far. Now, there's nothing wrong with having self-esteem. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about you just being self-centered. And next thing you're walking because your nose is so high up in the air to where you can't even see the potholes you're getting ready to fall into. He said, turn my eyes away from looking at vanity, things that's distracting, and revive me in your ways. So you got to be revived according to his word, then revive according to his ways. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't care what law is being passed. It's his way at the end of the day, at the end of your life. It's his way. I don't care who put a stamp on it or who put their signature on it. If it ain't God's way, I'm sorry. I didn't write it. I didn't say it. I'm under the same thing. I got to do the same thing. Only difference is I'm just reminding you that, hey, at the end of the day, this is what it is and what it's going to be. At the end of time, this is what it is and what it's going to be. It says, revive me according to your loving kindness, according to God's loving kindness, because his loving kindness ain't nothing like ours. We're so quick to punish people. We're not quick to restore people like we should. We want to be the one to give payment to people for what they've done. Or because they're not where they should be. That's not our place in that aspect. God has to be the one to revive a person. But that person had to be to the place to where they feel like their soul is cleaving to the dust. They have to be at a place to where they crying out themselves. That they understand that God has great mercy. Meaning, there's some stuff that you should have got popped for that you didn't even get. You didn't get what you deserved. It's some things that should have happened to you and it didn't. That's great mercy right there. So, I'm just saying, all of this to say that, and we do need revival. You need to be reset. You need to go back to his ways and his word. Yeah, it felt good to be covered under God. And if you've never felt that before, then you need to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ to begin with. You know, start there. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only. And not too many people going to give their only. So they let you know he wasn't selfish to give his son as a perfect sacrifice. I mean, I know I wasn't no sacrifice. What do I look like dying for somebody? I don't know. And I know I got sin from the day I was born. So I know I wasn't a good enough sacrifice. And an animal show wasn't a good enough sacrifice because they don't even know what you're going through. How they know to go to God for you? They couldn't. It was just all symbolic at the time. But God is a good God. He a good friend to us to take your place when we should be the ones. Because he didn't do nothing. He didn't sin. He was pure. And stop looking at the fact of what color he was. Because it really don't matter. It'd be funny as I don't know what. If y'all get up there in heaven, and we all see that Jesus was never any color we've ever seen, and would you fall down and worship him still if he came up looking a whole nother color out the crayon box that wasn't on earth? Would you still worship him then? We got to get out of this color stuff or saying that, oh, that's man's religion and all that stuff. I would rather get up there and realize that I was wrong for believing than to not believe at all. And then realize I missed the truth. So, We have to get back to the basics, y'all. We have to get back to the basics. Even Psalm said, revive us and we will call on your name. That's what you got to do. Ain't nobody business. That's what you got to do. You got to call on his name to be revived. If you need a drink or you thirsty, you're going to ask me, I need water. Like them commercials do with people crawling across the desert. They ain't crawling across that desert with pride and trying to be cute. They're saying they need some water. They big and they thirsty. Mouth dry. Chasing a mirage. Desperate for that water. So you got to be desperate for God to revive you. Because if nobody else can do it, he sure can. And that's my take on that. That you must be revived through his righteousness and through his word. Not your word, not your righteousness, but his righteousness according to his word. Peace, and y'all be good.